Let's shoot over to Adelaide now and speak to Angelo Colangelo, the club chairman of Croydon Kings. Of course, it's Calcio Cafe Club Corner. Good morning to you there, Angelo.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for joining us this morning, mate. So I know it's very early there in Adelaide, but I know that you probably get up really early in the morning to talk about Croydon Kings at every opportunity. You are the club chairman of Croydon Kings Football Club there in Adelaide. Tell us about the club. How many players and teams do you have, and what competition do you play in?
We play in the NPL in South Australia, which is our Premier League. We currently have, for next year, 13 junior teams from under 12s to 17s. We have six or five mini route teams and the three senior teams.
Of course, you came, I think you ended up on top of the NPL ladder last season, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, because that's obviously a very strong competition right throughout Australia. Your roots of the club, though, and this really interests me, Polonia Adelaide, of the a club that was started off in the 50s and bred some really terrific players. Johnny Cosmina was one in particular. Do you have that quality of play coming through the ranks these days?
We believe we have a strong junior structure. So we've developed some players. Rocky Visconti's back with us, and he started his time at Croydon. But just from Johnny Cosmina and the Cosmina family are a big part of Croydon Kings, or Polonia back then. So the heritage or the history of the club being Polish 65 years ago is important, and we still keep that running through the club. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of Polish players left at the club, but it's something we're working hard on. But as far as our juniors playing our senior competition, we do promote from within. Our team that won it this year, 11 players played some junior football at the club and then played seniors. So we do promote from within.
That's fantastic there, Angelo, because I think that's the strength of the NPL clubs, if it's run properly, getting those kids coming through, training them really well with fantastic coaching, and then so they're ready. So you're not just giving any kids a go. The kids will be well prepared and talented enough to go ahead and do that. Tell us about, obviously, your club chairman. You want to obviously get results on the pitch. You're a competitive club in the NPL, but the values of the club and what it does for the community, can you give us a little bit of an inkling about what you guys stand for in that respect?
We're definitely a multicultural club. I guess you could call us a family club. We definitely take, and I've got to be careful how I word this, we definitely take a lot of kids that know the club wants.
Mm.
So in saying that, we're not a hardcore club when it comes to trials. That if you can't kick, we let you go. We take those kids. So as a value, we believe that those kids are better off the street. So we take them in. And then there's something in those kids that they become Croydon kids.
Mm.
And they fall in love with the club.
That's fantastic there, Angelo.
Yeah.
So what are the challenges? Obviously, you know, people just see, you know, the games being played on the weekend, the brilliant strips you come up with, the wins, the success.
Yeah.
But the challenges of running a club like Croydon Kings, tell us about that.
Like every club, we compete with, especially in their area, there's six strong clubs around us that we compete with. So we have to try and get $1,000 from their parents as a junior and try and... And what all a club can offer is a coach, two nights a week, and a Sunday game.
Mm.
So the challenge there is, what does a customer get for the $1,000? And as a 10-year-old kid, they don't understand that, but their parent understands it. So that our challenge, not just us, every club is we don't pay our coaches, but it's something we're working to get, for instance, Johnny Cosmina to coach at our club.
Mm.
Well, it costs money. Therefore, we have to put our fees up. The higher the fees go, the harder it is to attract or keep that player.
Yeah, I think that's an issue across Australia. Yeah. We want to do a, to tell you the truth, Angela, we want to do a think tank here on FNR where we get people like yourself on radio in a group of people who experience this all the time to see how we can. It's a real issue in Australian football that everyone does complain about. So we need to have a look at that. We'd love you to be involved in that sort of think tank from your experiences. One last one before I let you go. Your vision for the club in 10 years' time.
Well, at the moment now we have two grounds. We have a senior ground and we have a junior ground. Our vision, well, hopefully we're a long way down this track of combined. We're moving our existing home ground to our junior ground, where we have 3 to 4 pitches in one location, which will enable us to have the seniors and juniors in one location. That's our vision. That will be our. Well, not my legacy, but the current board's legacy, that once that's done, we can say our job's done.
And you may even have a second division to strive for too there, Angelo.
But, that's true.
Yeah, thanks very much for joining us today. Love finding out about what clubs are doing all around Australia. And Croydon Kings, obviously very, very successful club at the elite level of EPL, but also reaching into the community and helping all those other kids who don't get an opportunity. Congratulations on your work, mates. And we'll keep in touch with you and see how everything progresses.
No worries. Thanks. Thank you.
Good on you, mate. That's Angelo Colangelo, the club chairman of Croydon Kings in Adelaide.